Welcome to Book Talk for Book Talk, a literary podcast where we have been deep diving into your favorite novels.
This is Jack.
And I'm Amy.
And our listeners love to share their thoughts and theories via email and voicemail, so we're sharing some of them via our weekly mini episodes.
The views expressed by the hosts and listeners are entirely their own and in no way represent the thoughts or intentions of the original author. This podcast is a discussion, shared to spark thought and conversation on the characters and themes of this novel.
Spoilers may be discussed with or without warning. Explicit language, as well as themes of sex, violence, abuse, death, and depression, will recur throughout this podcast. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to part two of our Tipsy Holiday Special. Better than the Star Wars Holiday Special for no reason other than we're drunk.
This has been all recorded in the same day.
Yeah, so we still don't know what we're going to say.
So if you're like, hey, redo it, we can't.
Sorry.
It's been done.
Trigger warnings, because we don't know how graphic we're going to be. We don't know how much we're going to cuss. Basically, wear headphones. Don't play this aloud.
Or if you're mom, just don't listen. If you're my mom.
If you work with me, don't listen.
You know what's also terrifying is so many of my cousins, like Tony. Mm-hmm. Shout out Tony. She was like, I've listened to all of it.
Oh my gosh, Tony, what are you doing?
I mean, she's, think of everything that you said. She's
That's
heard.
Fine. That's acceptable.
Really?
It's fine. I can still look her in the eye. Who I can't look in the eye are the people I work with who listen to this.
That's fair. So don't listen to this episode. Tony, you can. You're cool. You can hang. Amy, who is your fave Throne of Glass character and which book was your favorite? By the way, they specifically said you, Amy.
Yeah. Which one was it? I can't remember if it's Crown of Midnight or Queen of Shadows, where it was all about like female friendships. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite. I think it's Queen of Shadows. That was probably my favorite book out of the series. Mm-hmm. Favorite character? I really love Manon because she wants so bad to be a bad guy. And she's so good, she can't help it.
Sometimes that's how I imagine you. You're like, I'm a bad, scary person. I'm going to have the funniest little dragon ever.
It's true.
Like, just a heart, like, you know, just like the softest.
A badass with a heart of gold.
Yeah, just a fuzzy little heart of gold.
Can't help it. I think I relate to Manon too much. Who else do I really, really enjoy? I like Aelin because she is deeply flawed and just tries really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Manon is still my favorite.
Fair. What's something that instantly hooks you when reading a new book?
Oh, it's different every book.
It is. I'm going to say dialogue. Dialogue is never true in the sense that, you know, the amount of times people say things correctly, there's no likes, there's no ums.
Yeah.
Dialogue is never accurate.
Yeah.
So if you're able to trick me and make it feel natural.
Yeah.
I'm on board.
So if I think about books where I've been hooked instantly, the first thing that comes to mind is Red Rising.
Yeah.
Because by the second paragraph, the line is like, you know, because of gravity, the family has to
pull
the bodies to make sure they are able to hang the people who are being executed.
Yeah.
And it's just so powerful when you read it that you're just like, oh my gosh, this is terrible and I have to know more.
Yeah.
Like, I have to know more about why this is the reality people are living in. I don't know. What else have I read where I was like hooked by the first page?
I think that was one that not so humbly told you to read.
That is correct. Randall.
Yeah. Well, that was one where I remember, I think I was in Barnes & Noble with you and I handed it to you. I was like, read the first page.
It was you and Randall in Barnes & Noble.
He wasn't in there in my memory.
He was. We were about to watch Star Wars Rise of Skywalker.
Did I watch that with you too?
Yeah.
Wow. What a waste experience that was with me. I mean, genuinely, like, I wish I could go back and relive it because I can only imagine the emotions you were both feeling. I was probably too busy processing. I wish that I could go back and relive that. and see the both of you guys coping.
I had already seen a spoiler that morning.
That actually is familiar. That reminds me.
But yeah, we were in Barnes & Noble.
And I remember handing you the book and I was like, just read the first page.
Yep. Both of you were like that. And I looked at both of you and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Changed my world.
Which Fae male fail would be the best and which would be the worst at holiday gift giving? Don't we know for a fact Asriel's the worst? Oh, no, that's
more. We're talking about males?
Yeah, fails. Fae males.
Honestly, love Cassian. He would be the worst at gift giving.
And Asriel would be the best because, or Rhys, because he's either one, because one's a spy and they're spying on you, or two, because one's broken into your brain.
Right. And I would lean more towards Rhys because money is not an object for him.
Done. I think we figured that out.
Yep.
I agree. Unpopular opinions. That's it. That's the only thing.
On what topic?
Yellowtail is not my favorite fish with sushi.
No fish is good except salmon.
Even spicy tuna?
Yep.
All right. Answer that. We're getting sushi after this. That's why. Just like we did the first time. Fave characters, fave romantic pairings, fave SJM book.
Do they all have to be SJM related?
No, I'm going to say no.
So what was it? Fave
characters and then romantic pairings. I'm going to just pick one of these because my brain can only brain so much. And I'm going to say my favorite romantic pairing.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I didn't say that I had an answer.
Okay, so I will try. I will attempt to do all three.
Okay.
Fave character. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna stick to just SJM because that's all my brain can handle right now.
Gotcha.
Favorite SJM character is Manon. Favorite romantic pairing is Cassian and Nesta. Favorite SJM book is, I think, Queen of Shadows.
Fave character?
No. ACOTAR. Court of Thorns and Roses is my favorite book.
Nice. Fave character, Kathy from Wuthering Heights, because she's messed up.
She's fucking messed up.
Favorite pairing, what's their face from A Daughter of No Worlds?
The main character?
Yeah, her and the other guy.
Tizana.
And
Max. Oh, they are so good.
Yeah, it's Tizana so good. And Max, right? They're talk about like characters that are perfect for each other.
They're so perfect.
And then fave SJM book, Mist and Fury. I'm so proud of myself.
Wait, now I want to think outside SJM.
Max and Tizana, man.
They're so good together. I just love them so much.
I do, too. And they support each other, but they're also, like, they're so different.
Yeah.
But they also make sense.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay.
All right. Next one. Not a question, but I'm starting Kingdom of Ash. I need your analysis on Throne of Glass. One day. Thoughts?
One day more.
Thoughts on Taylor Swift's You're Losing Me. That song fucked me up. I don't think I ever, like, I mean, I hinted at it, but, like, when that song first came out, granted, I was, like, far enough away that it didn't mess me up the way that it would have had it happened closer to my breakup.
Yeah.
But the line, I wouldn't marry me either, a pathological people pleaser, because he called me a people pleaser all the time.
Yeah.
And I hated being called that.
Yeah.
And I just was like, so every once in a while in my like most messed up moments, and then it's like, he didn't want to marry me either. Aww. And I was I am a pathological people pleaser. So that line like hits my guts too much.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect me as much because I would marry me. So, but it makes me sad for her, and it makes me sadder that it was written a year before I thought it was written.
Yeah. I think because I've, like, relate so hard to it. Like, again, it didn't hurt me in the sense I didn't sit there and start crying. But, like, when I heard it, it just was, like,
gut punch.
I'm like, I understand the feeling of being with a partner and that just won't choose you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't marry me either. Pathological people pleaser. Yeah, that sucks. Enjoy listening to this episode.
We've gotten to the sad part of the drunk.
Would you rather get drunk with Cassian or Feyre? Now, before you answer.
I was so ready to answer.
You can't say Cassian.
Why?
Because I'm here getting drunk with you now. That's basically the same.
So what's wrong with that? I don't see the problem.
Because the answer's obviously Cassian, because, like, it'd be the same vibes as us right now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You told me I couldn't say Cassian.
Yeah, so I think we make it interesting and say Farrah.
No! No, Cassian is the most reaffirming of our relationship.
It's true. You're like, wait, where am I missing? I'm like, don't you want to make this, like, messy?
Don't you want to be gratified? Yeah. Like, I don't understand.
That's
what
true.
What do you want from me?
I do want to be gratified. Any advice on how to read amazing books and still write without feeling inadequate?
I have no advice. Other than no one's thought of what you've thought of. Like, or no one's written it the way you want to write it. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, like, see if you can turn that frown upside down. And, like, every time you read an amazing book, just catalog the things you like about it. Because I just finished reading a book and it was, like, one of my favorite books. And I love that I could pick all the ways that I love the way that she used. I love her way with words and the way that she describes things. I accept that that's not me. Mm-hmm. I don't think I will ever be that without trying so hard. But I can really appreciate it.
I think you have to focus on the fact that you're going to give your reader a unique experience.
Yeah.
Like, the story may have been told before, the world may have been created before, but ultimately you're going to create a combination that's never been read before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you, except fake it till you make it, I guess.
Yeah. Who do you hope the next ACOTAR book is about?
Elaine.
Agreed. All right.
We have to have a reason for her existence.
Entertain me or die.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is a great one. Choose the other's signet. Okay. I think yours would have to do with something about, like, not, I don't want us to say control, but having power over someone else. Like, I think you knowing people's intentions, like, no, I know we can come up with whatever signet we want. So, yeah. Like, it could literally be, but I do feel like you would do really well with other people's intentions.
Yeah.
And you would thrive with that.
Oh, yeah, 100. It's so funny that you're, like, focused on, like, what would Amy do really well with? Whereas I was like, what would annoy Jack the most?
I'm here to lift you up and hype you.
So if I choose to annoy Jack the most.
Oh my God. I didn't know this was an option.
Is to hear through walls and, like,
I hate this. Yeah. I hate this. So why do you hate me? I can change your signet so fast.
I am drunk.
Your signet is you've lost control.
Jack hates mouth noises.
Yeah, I do.
And so my power for her, my signet for her is for her to hear everything across 100 miles. And it would drive her absolutely insane. And I'm sorry, it's because I've been drinking. If I was to be really, really, like, caring of you.
I hate you. You don't have to say that with such disgust.
I feel like yours would be illusions. Because you can make people believe whatever you wanted them to believe.
Oh, okay.
And you enjoy telling lies.
I do. Stories.
Stories.
Didn't realize being that hurting the other was an option. Who do you most/least look forward to seeing on the holidays? Spill the tea. Damn.
It's a great question.
I found out next Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this is exactly what I was thinking for you.
And I don't want to. You know exactly what I'm saying, right?
You're avoiding next Thanksgiving with your mother, basically.
For reasons, yes.
For reasons. I'm not saying
not because of
reasons.
My mom. Not at all because of my mom.
Love you,
mom.
Your mother.
And Rick. Love you guys. But that's my reason. That's my reason.
So I have nothing to not look forward to this holiday season.
Yeah, you have a great holiday coming up.
I do. Other than the sub-zero temperatures.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is my last Christmas with my mom close to me.
Yeah.
For now. Unless she relocates to be closer to me in the future. But she's moving to Kentucky, and this is the last time I'll be, like, in that house hanging out with her. Yeah. So
I'm going to meet my partner's parents, so hopefully that goes well.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to not be seeing my family.
Yeah. That's some tea.
And that's just the reality. Am I going to send gifts to annoy the shit out of my family? Yes, I am. And I...
Is everyone getting the same gift that you were telling me about? That's probably, amazing.
Probably.
I love it.
Because, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
I love it. I love that you and I just had a conversation without many words.
Yeah.
Just the, yeah, yeah, all right, yeah. Who's the best shadow daddy?
That's all.
Asriel.
What do we call, what does best mean? Best in bed? Rune. Best at shadows? Asriel.
I don't know. I'm just going to say Asriel. I'm feeling a little sentimental for Asriel tonight.
I'm not.
Call it the chin.
He doesn't try hard enough.
Give him more scars.
It's so funny because if you listen to the ACOTAR seasons, I love Asriel. But right now, Rune is the better person. Asriel's a limp dick. Like, he's so selfish.
All right. So that, Amy has spoken.
I have spoken.
Any hopes and aspirations for 2024?
Did you see the TikTok I sent you about the 12 nights?
And I'm waiting until solstice to start.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about those a lot.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Basically, you write
13 wishes.
Wishes, with the last one being something that you know you can obtain.
So you write 13 wishes, and then every night you burn a wish without looking at it. And the last one...
After 13 nights, yeah.
You burn one a night.
Oh, right. I'm happy you clarified me, because I...
And then on the 12th night... You've burned the 12th wish and you have one wish left. And the last wish is the wish you are responsible for. All the other wishes will manifest.
Yeah. I love that. Doesn't answer the question.
What was the question?
Our aspirations for 2024. I can tell you mine. So I wrote a book this year. I'm in the middle of the editing phase. If you are a developmental editor, please hit me up because I am looking for a developmental editor. But I want to publish that in... like April-ish, and I'm already starting the outline for the second book right now and doing research. And so I have a lot on my book fronts that I want to do next year. And there's just going to be a lot of self-marketing there that I am excited for and also like gearing up. And the fact that we have in January, we have season 5, and that's also like a lot of marketing and gearing up and stuff. And I mean, it's really exciting during seasons.
Yeah.
Because people are so engaged.
Yeah.
And we get new listeners all the time. And it's just, it is a really exciting time. And it goes by quickly.
Yeah.
But it's also a lot.
It's so much. Yeah. So my aspirations for 2024, I want season 5 to do well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of opportunities I think on the horizon if season 5 does well.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to that. I also have 2 book ideas. One is a completely new idea and one is to completely rewrite my fantasy novel but through with a lesbian.
Do I not know the new idea?
I have an idea so the fantasy novel I have written.
Yeah, yeah.
Convert it entirely into lesbian.
I remember that one.
But I continue to have more ideas about it.
Oh, because you said there's like a totally new idea, different novel one. So like,
yes, totally different novel idea.
I haven't heard of that one.
I think I have given you a like taste of it.
We'll talk during sushi.
Yeah. So I want to start writing again. I don't know that I plan to write and finish and publish a book next year. But I just, with a new job, I need balance and...
Find your creative peace.
I'm trying to find my creative energy again.
Yeah. Energy, peace, balance, you know.
All those things.
All the things. So I'm feeling good about 2024.
I think 2024 is going to be better than 2023.
I'm excited. What made each of you choose the master's program you did?
Mine was free.
What was your major?
Master's of Education.
Could you have chosen any degree or was that
Let me revise. I chose my degree because it was the fastest option, directly benefited the job I was doing at the time because I was severely underpaid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's why I chose it.
I made a mistake and didn't understand. So I majored in comparative literature and I thought that meant like all of my bachelor's We just compared literature. We had we did a literary analysis, and talked about literature. We compared it with like literature, and we compared it with analysis. That's not what comparative literature is. What is comparative literature? I don't know, because it's still debated amongst the experts of comparative literature. And on my very first day, because then I was like, no, I won't major in English. I'll major in comparative literature.
You should have just majored in English.
I should have just majored in English. So my very first day of class, I remember sitting down and they talked about it, and I was like, this was a mistake. And then the day I graduated, as I was graduating, I was like, this was a mistake. I don't regret anything. It just was not the major I thought I was going to do.
So this is the one time where crazy is acceptable. I have been considering.
Yeah, no, you're crazy.
I have been considering an executive MBA. And that's all I need to say, because I really shouldn't do it.
Yeah, like, what?
I don't need to do it. I don't need the additional debt.
No.
But I could do it if I wanted.
Circle back in 2025.
Yeah, yeah.
Circle back in 2025.
Yep.
What is your current favorite YA recommendation? I don't read YA as much anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, all this, like, with the new Hunger Games out, it made me remember how much I loved OG Hunger Games.
I never read Hunger Games.
So there's my recommendation to Amy.
Well, you know, when I did the interview with Marissa Tandon on her podcast, mm-hmm. You Are What You Love.
Yeah.
It made me really appreciate what Cassandra Clare did when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And I do recommend the City of Bones series. I particularly loved the third trilogy that she wrote, the fourth trilogy that she wrote that starts with Lady Midnight. That is one of my favorite YA series. So that's what I suggest, I guess.
Tell us your worst fan cast ideas. Terrible ideas only. So let's pick one. Let's say ACOTAR.
Okay.
And let's just do Rhys, Farrah,
and Tamlin.
And Tamlin. I stand by Joe Alwyn, so that's not my terrible. I want truly terrible.
Truly terrible. Josh Hartnett for Rhys.
You good there, babe? Like, you okay?
Terrible.
That's a great
only.
One. No, that's wonderful.
No, it's terrible.
It's wonderfully terrible.
He hasn't done anything since the early 2000s.
I agree with you. It's a great, terrible idea. What's his face? Spike?
Oh, for James Tamlin. Marsters.
James for Marster for Tamlin.
That's amazing.
I could have picked Angel, but he's almost perfectly broody.
Oh, David
Bordermanas.
Yeah, I don't remember his last name because I'm too tipsy.
He's perfectly broody. Okay.
I love Kristen Stewart, but Kristen Stewart as Feyre is terrible. Can you imagine?
For my Feyre, I choose Christy Brinkley.
What?
Yeah. Because it's just like obnoxiously attractive. And then it's like, I'm so ugly. And it's just hilarious.
I have a better option.
Good luck.
2000s Kim Kardashian as Feyre.
Okay, we have to pick a Rhys. Oh, you did Rhys. Yours was Taylor Lautner. You need a Tamlin. I need a Rhys.
For my Kim Kardashian Feyre?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And mine is Christie Brinkley. What the fuck did I choose that? Adam Driver is a Rhys.
Okay. Who's my Tamlin? My Tamlin is... Oh, I'm struggling so hard. A platinum blonde Zac Efron. It's really bad.
It's really good. It's so good, it's bad. What SJM world food would you want a binging with Babish episode cooking?
The problem with SJM is that she doesn't adequately describe the food.
Yeah, like the most we got was soup, and I don't want that.
Yeah, and like chicken and vegetables or spicy.
Probably whatever they eat in Crescent City, because I want that. Were you horse girls or dolphin girls growing up?
Dolphin.
Or a different classic, maybe Paris theme. Interesting.
Definitely not horse. I was not a horse girl.
I was not a horse girl. I was not a dolphin girl. I don't know what I was.
Penguins?
I wasn't a penguin girl. I wasn't a penguin girl. I liked Barbie.
What other classic was I? I liked to, like, break the mold.
You just aggressively said dolphin. You didn't break anything.
I didn't. I mean, I wasn't upset. Like, I didn't have dolphin posters on my... No, I collected dolphin jewelry. Never mind.
But you're not like other girls. I didn't have anything, but I wouldn't say that's because, like, I'm unique or anything. It's more of, like, I just was so busy living, like, a weird world.
I will say I have loved snake. I mean, I'm a snake.
I was Sailor Moon.
Chinese zodiac. So have been obsessed with snakes since a very young age.
Yeah, yeah. I was Sailor Moon. Like,
yeah.
That is
your archetype.
That was it. Like, everything for me was Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one that I don't think has been asked before. SJM's heroines tend to have a hidden talent or interest. Bryce / Nesta is dancing, Farah painting, Aelin music, Elaine gardening. What do you think your hidden talent / interest would be, or what would you want it to be if SJM wrote you as one of her heroines? I have very consistent bowel movements.
I mean, I do paint, but I don't want to be Farah.
What was Aelin's? Music?
Music.
The thing that drove me crazy initially with Aelin, and I think this is just because SJM was 16 when she wrote it, everything was her thing. I really love reading. I really love music. And I'm like, oh, you're a human being. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Drama. Knowledge for tea. Quoting Taylor Swift.
I mean, mine is like crocheting and painting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yours is crocheting and painting. I mean, I don't want to be like writing because, like, no, I'm more than that. But, yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Taylor Swift, quoting Taylor Swift. That's what mine is.
Okay.
Yeah. Which SJM book would you like to rewrite? And how would you rewrite it? It's a great question.
That is such a good question.
I would say Throne of Glass.
It needs to age up a little bit.
Significantly.
Yeah.
She comes off like a pick-me girl. Aelin is just so everything. Like, she's gorgeous and she's reads and she loves music and everything is just meaningful. And it's like, yes, we are capable of that, but it just was a lot.
I don't think I had that much of an aggressive reaction to it. I actually had more of a reaction to the narrative style.
Mm-hmm.
What would I rewrite? I actually think Air of Fire was my least favorite of that series.
Okay.
I just wasn't convinced about Rowan and, like,
their initial attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are obsessed with the two of them.
And I do like them later in the series, but Era of Fire just, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah, I agree with that. I remember just, like, I think that's the other reason why I kind of, like, fever dreamed it all, because I wasn't immediately... like, yes, this is a couple that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It really went from, like, him punching her in the face to, I guess, we're obsessed with each other and we're mates.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. It the progression in Era of Fire was not convincing to me.
Yeah.
I feel like it needs a rewrite.
Have you ever tried to use AI to generate art for scenes in the book you're writing? Yeah.
I think the answer is yes.
I do that a lot. I do that with how my characters look.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very much so. Yeah. And I haven't done it with whole scenes, but I love the idea of that. But I will keep going until I see what my characters look like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I love doing that.
I feel like we're not giggly enough for this to be a tipsy episode.
It's too late. Yeah, we're keeping all that in. We're sobering up. We only have a few questions left. And we have sushi coming up. And I have to pee.
Yes, to all the above. So I have to pee so bad.
So let's just, why slow us down?
Let's go.
You didn't answer the question.
What was the question?
Have you ever used AI?
There was a period when you first started using AI that I started using AI to, like, generate images of my characters, and it was never satisfactory to me.
That's fair.
So I stopped.
What's your comfort book? The one you keep coming back to for a cozy read when life is a little overwhelming or you just want some escape.
Howl's Moving Castle.
Ooh, good one.
I read it every year.
Nice. All right, last one.
You didn't answer.
Do I have a comfort read?
Haunting Adeline.
Right? I don't know if I have a comfort read. I think every once in a while I'll come back to Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I think that's my comfort listen.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I love the audio
yeah.
books. I love just kind of having it in the background. That's my comfort listen. Yeah. Last question. And then we get to go eat some sushi and we've sobered up. I'm still chasing the feeling after reading SJM. Is there any book that you found that actually compares?
I just finished Carissa Broadbent's
mm-hmm. yep.
Daughter of No Worlds. What's the series called? The War of Children of False Gods and Mother of Death and Dawn. And that is the first series I've read where I could not predict what was going to happen next.
Yeah.
And it was so much emotional turmoil, but I loved every moment of it. And the characters are so lovable.
Mm-hmm.
It's on another level.
Yeah.
In terms of romanticy, in terms of fantasy in general, I highly, highly, highly recommend it.
That is the World of Lost Hearts series.
Thank you.
And I agree. That was going to be my other one. And I think what in order to get that next high, it's about having a book that doesn't remind you of ACOTAR.
Yeah.
And there's nothing about it that makes me think.
Yeah.
ACOTAR.
I agree.
And it's just, there's a lot more like political plot.
Yeah.
Too.
But she does it so well without being overwhelming.
Yeah.
It is the first series I've read since Red Rising mm-hmm. where I've been like, this is unique. I've not read anything like this before.
Yeah.
I highly, highly recommend it. I highly recommend Pierce Brown's Red Rising series. Yeah.
It's almost like people who recommend you those books are like super pretty or something.
So pretty.
It's like there's a
on
theme.
The inside.
What? Come back, Amy.
I think you're gorgeous.
There it is. All right, now we can end the episode. I just want the person who left that one comment saying that I was the mean one to listen to this episode.
Oh, man.
We've sobered and we're hungry.
Time to eat sushi.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this mini episode of Book Talk for Book Talk. We encourage you to rate and subscribe to our show on your preferred podcast listening platform.
We would love to hear your thoughts based on today's conversation. You can submit your comments to our form at booktalkforbooktalk.com or via our Camflare voicemail system. Please visit booktalkforbooktalk.com for more information.
You can also follow us on TikTok or Instagram at the handle booktalkforbooktalk. Bye!